You're listening to Empathica Radio, home to unsigned metal, hardcore, and punk artists, the true underground.
Hail to the king, baby.
All right, welcome back to Empathica Radio. We have a treat for you today.
Ooh, Brendan likes treats.
He does. So in this episode, we interview the band Haze from Red Deer, Alberta, Canada. And went pretty good, I think. What do you guys think?
It's all right.
They're cool. Yeah, there's some cool dudes.
They're not maple suckers, so.
No, absolutely not.
It's cool.
We're cunts for sure.
Yeah.
They nailed that one on the head. So before we get into that, we're going to play their new single, Stereotypically Doomed. That's going to go right into the interview. And then right after the interview, I'm going to play their riff EP. And then that'll be that. So beforehand, just wanted to put out there that we started a Empathica Radio group on Facebook. If you want to join that, it's a public group. And so we can continue the conversations that we have, our bullshit conversations, talking about metal, punk, hardcore, underground stuff, whatever. Join it. Just wanted to put that out there since I'm not going to have my normal closing. Other than that, same thing applies. You know, subscribe to the show. iTunes, Google Play Music, Spotify, iHeartRadio.
Blah, blah, blah.
Stitcher. Please. And make sure you go check these guys out. You know, they put all their information out on the interview. So, without further ado, here is their new single, Stereo... Bleh.
You suck.
I can't talk. Stereotypically Doomed. We'll be right back. All right, why don't you guys introduce yourselves?
I'm Mitch, sing and play guitar.
I'm Jack, sing and play bass. I'm Alex, I play drums.
So how long have you guys been together?
Just over a year now. We started, just before last Christmas, Alex and I started. We were in a band previously, and when that kind of fell apart, we just started working on the heavier stuff.
Right on.
Jack came into the fold with us.
Yeah, I think you guys started following us on Instagram, and I'd seen your guys' logo and all that pop up, and I usually will eventually go through and listen to the bands that do that, and I, listen to you guys, I was like, oh, fuck, I really enjoyed your stuff. I ended up buying your EP right then and there. I don't know how to...
Are you swinging on their nuts?
Yeah. I am. That's what I do. No, but it was super cool. I really dug it, and I know I got some friends that did too, and it was, it was right up my alley, because it's like a lot of the, the stoner metal type stuff. Whenever I come across it, there's a lot of clean vocals. So since you guys had the guttural, that is right up my alley, So it was just like, I loved it. I'm not a big fan of clean singing, so.
Yeah, us either. We have one new song where we did some clean singing. It was rough. We just put a bunch of vocals on it and muddied it up.
There's nothing wrong with it, but it's just always been, just for me, it's always guttural, screaming.
Always mad.
Yeah, always angry.
Yeah.
It's all right.
So you guys have a new single out and a new video, which I watched that video yesterday. It was fucking awesome.
How come you didn't show it to me?
Fuck you. I'm showing it because I'm hiding it. I'm keeping it to myself. How was that? How was that recording a video?
Sorry, what was that?
How was it recording that video?
It was very sudden for me. Alex and his girlfriend are the ones who actually planned it. They just called me one day and they're like, hey, come over. And then we just did it.
It took like 20 minutes. probably a full 24 hours of her editing.
Yeah, I can imagine that. I've never done... Me and Brendan were in and out of bands together for a long time. But, obviously any time... We never got to do a video like that, especially with... That was years and years and years ago, so even just getting a camcorder was fucking expensive. But nowadays, everything's so easy to get. The quality is so much better. Like watching your guys' video yesterday, the quality was fucking... It was amazing. It wasn't like you guys just had some shitty camcorder in a basement somewhere like we have done before.
Like we're doing right now.
That was really fortunate. Cassandra, Alex's girlfriend who shot it, she makes short films. She went to university and all that for it, so she wanted to just experiment with some new stuff on our dumb asses, and it turned out pretty sweet.
That's cool.
That helps when you have someone knowing what they're doing.
Right, and they obviously probably like doing that, so it turns out really good.
Keep asking. Ask away.
Ask away?
Yeah.
Yeah, Travis has got a bunch of questions over here, and I don't even know what he's going to be asking.
It's totally irrelevant to anything.
Yeah, me too. I have... one major one I do want to ask you guys, and it has nothing to do with music. It actually has something to do from where you're from. And I get these Uber facts on my phone, and it's always just stupid facts about anything. And it was strange because this morning when I got up, there was one about Alberta, Canada, and I want to know if it's true. It said Alberta, Canada is the only place in the world where you're legally allowed to throw coins at strippers. Is that
true? Oh, yeah.
So that's cool up there, huh?
No.
Yeah, that's so cool. Hold on. Phone call here.
Oh, good. I thought it was on our end. I was like, fuck, what'd I do?
Oh, hold on. No, I can't hear you guys say something.
You there?
Hello?
Yeah, still hear you.
Okay, we can still hear you.
Fucker, my
speakerphone. What the hell's going on here now?
Technical.
Sounds really muffled.
Sounds muffled, but I can hear you.
Hmm.
Whoa.
Hold on one sec.
Whoa.
Uh-oh. Did I lose him?
She hears.
There you go.
Okay.
Cool.
There you go.
Yeah, you can throw coins at strippers.
Really? See, now, we got some good strip clubs down here in East St. Louis, but if you do that, you'll get kicked out.
Oh, yeah, and probably beat up.
Yeah.
By the strippers and the bouncers.
It's very, very encouraged. Like, when they're done, they'll come around with a magnet and collect all the coins and shit.
That's fucking awesome. Shit.
The last time I went with one of my good buddies, we were super hammered, but they give you, like, rolls of loonies and toonies, we call our dollar.
Yeah.
Dollar coins. And he cracked the roll out on the dance floor as the lady was finishing, and she came by with a magnet and took all of his coins all at once.
See, that's the thing. We don't have dollar coins.
Yeah, we do.
We do,
but
we
don't use them. They're rare. Yeah. No one uses them.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
The Metrolink used to spit them out at you.
Oh, well.
If you give them like a $5 bill or $10 bill, they'll give you like sweet merch, like magnets and posters.
Or if you manage to flick the loony or toonie into their ass.
Yeah.
Instant poster.
You're a winner.
Oh, man. See, it's like a slot machine.
Wow.
That's fucking awesome. Put your money in and you get something.
We need to try that sometime.
I don't think we'll get in trouble for that. I mean, I've seen it to where they pick a dollar bill up off your face. You know,
yeah,
but
you can only give them dollars.
Yeah, I mean
paper.
Yeah, paper. They don't want the coins around here.
No,
disappointing. I got to come up to Canada. Holy shit!
Yeah, the good strip clubs in the bigger cities, they won't do the loonies and toonies, but these are the ones where we're by near Red Deer. They're pretty greasy.
Pretty greasy.
Party ladies.
Oh man,
that's awesome.
That is awesome. So I seen. I should have had better notes on this, but you guys are playing a. The 420 Fest, is that what it was called? Tell us about that.
I don't even really know. we seen it last year. I think last year was the first year, and there was a bunch of dope bands on it. And we just had to be a part of it. Alex and I were still starting out Haze.
Yeah.
So it was soon for us to get on the festival. But we knew this year we had to get on it. So as soon as we had our shit together, we started spamming Cam, the guy who's putting it all together.
Yeah.
Like, right. Basically, at the end of the last festival, we were already bothering him to let us play.
So.
But it looks like the stoner rock scene is kind of just starting to take off in Alberta. And Cam seems to be a big influence. We haven't met him yet, but we will in a couple weeks.
Yeah. That's cool. That's funny that you say that, because I ordered some 7-inch vinyl records from Hell's Headbangers. It was about 2 weeks ago. And they actually sent in there was a little promo of, I think it was an Italian label, and it was all stoner rock. I can't remember the name of the label, but it was like, it was a CD, and it just had, I don't know, maybe like 15 bands on there. And I was like, oh, sweet. And I was like, check this out, you know, and listen to them, you know. It is funny because I am seeing that more now. You know, like you said, it's getting bigger, I guess, in around your area, and I'm starting to see it more because I didn't really know too many stoner bands other than the big ones and like, you know, like Down and stuff like that, obviously. But as far as underground, I really don't know any too many, but I definitely enjoy it. I definitely enjoy the style.
It's the underground scene's awesome for the stoner rock. And that's really helped us like get our name out there. Even when we first released Riff last year.
Yeah.
People, you know, you guys even, people just got it and ran with it. And it was so easy to spread just because the stoner rock scene is so tight-knit.
Yeah.
And it's, like, we're on the really, really heavy end of it. But then there's, like, the desert rock kind of guys. They're all lumped in together, and they all show the same amount of love for everybody. It's awesome.
Right. How is your local scene there, like, in your area? I mean, is there a bunch of metal bands around there, or is it?
Pretty much all metal.
Yeah, it's really? All metal or like bar rock, like cover bands, and it's okay. But the cities are so far away from each other that to gig and stuff is like it's 2 hours away to the next city for us, basically.
Okay,
that was one of my questions actually.
What's that?
Calgary or Edmonton? What's better?
Oh. Both. Which one's better?
Yeah. You're in between the two, kind of, right?
I like Calgary better.
Like Calgary,
I think these guys like it, but I don't know.
No, I like Calgary. I haven't really played any solid shows in Edmonton yet, so.
So fuck them.
Yeah, Edmonton's very, like, I mean, all of Alberta's very oil, but Edmonton's pretty smoggy and pretty greasy. Yeah. And there's a lot of dope bands. Like, we're playing Edmonton a couple days after the 420 Fest, and we're fucking pumped.
Oh, that's cool.
So there's a lot of music up there, but
it's a little harder to break into each scene. Everybody kind of has their niche in those big cities. And I think once we break into it, I'll enjoy Edmonton a little more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it a... shit. Are you guys... I know you're sandwiched between the two. Is it about the same distance, driving-wise, for you guys, depending on where you're going?
About. Calgary's a bit further away, but it's about the same.
About the same.
Yeah.
About 2-3 hours either way. Is that what you guys said?
Like an hour and a half.
Oh, fuck.
Almost 2 hours for Calgary.
Fuck all the close cities to us. There's a 4-hour drive minimum. So yeah, that's not true. Too bad. Hit some two major cities, only hour and a half, 2 hours. It ain't bad at all.
Yeah.
We're 5 hours from anything.
Yeah. Like I said, 4 or 5 hours, depending on who's driving. But, yeah. Fuck, what was I going to ask?
Brendan, you got anything to say?
Nope.
You just going to click on your computer all fucking day? Talk to these guys or not?
Yeah.
He didn't care. Whatever.
Your that new single you guys got, what was the your recording? Do you guys actually go into a studio, or you guys do everything yourselves, like in-house, like at home?
Yeah, one of the Calgary gigs we played a few months ago, the sound guy came up to us, and he had heard that our riff EP, it was all recorded live, like live off the floor.
Yeah.
So he wanted to experiment with recording like that. His name's Ranjan. So he told us that he had a weekend free. And yeah, we met with him a couple months later and just laid out a few tracks. We laid down 4 tracks, but the one that we made the video for was our favorite.
Cool.
And we did the same thing. We recorded it, like Alex and I recorded it live off the floor, basically. So the first guitar and the drums are all like are played together. There's no click or nothing.
Oh, nice.
I just went over, because Jack wasn't in the band at this point, but I just went over with a second guitar, did the bass and vocals, and that was it.
Yeah, that's cool. So just, did you guys go to a, like at his house, I guess? Or were you actually at a club?
Yeah, I guess I didn't answer that part of the
question. No,
yeah, so this guy's house is fucking dope. He like built a studio in his house.
Okay.
So he's got like cables and shit running everywhere, and him and his roommate both produce music.
Yeah.
It's just gear.
Yeah, and it's like in the middle of the suburbs too. It was weird. Like, is this a fucking studio? And then we show up, and it's like guitars all over his living room. There's drums, everything soundproof. It's nuts.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. Cause, yeah. That's how
very technical to work with. It was nice.
Yeah, I did vocals in bands years ago and all guttural stuff, and we only did one studio recording, but it was the same situation like you guys. Guy had a studio built in his house and we went to, but for me, vocally, I fucking hated it. I hated it because it's like live, you get that energy, get that adrenaline going, and you're playing with other people, and I felt like in the studio, you know, they had already did their part, so then I go in, and I got headphones on, and I got to try to produce the same thing, and I didn't like it. How is it for you, like, doing the vocals on there? Do you feel the same, or do you...
Oh, I love it. When I, like, in the band previous to this one, I kind of just started doing the heavier stuff. Like, I've always screamed, but just in my car where no one could hear me. But the band previous to this one, we started integrating it, and then when it fell apart, Alex and I just got together and we're like, oh, it has to be the heavy vocals.
Yeah.
So when we did riff, it was weird because the guy that recorded us wasn't really a big metal guy. Like, he was like 80s metal Steel Panther kind of guy. Right. But when we recorded with Ranjan, I loved it because he, like, death metal is his kind of shit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I really enjoy it. I love trying to, like, layer it up and get, like, those really, the highs and the lows and just make it evil as shit. That's really everything we do is we just try and be as greasy as we possibly can.
Right on. Yeah, because I know before we ever went into the studio, we did a couple live recordings, like, at a club, because our drummer at the time worked at a nightclub on the weekends. So he had a key to the building, and we would go in there and set up and play when they were closed and record off the soundboard. And we did stuff like that. And, like, they never came out the best. But for me, recording, it was a lot easier because we're playing together. But, man, when I got in that studio, it would be, all I can do is hear what's coming through my headphones. I'm like, this sounds like shit. And I'd have to go back in the other room, and they'd play it back, and I'd have to listen to it and be like, ugh, okay. And I had to make my adjustments that way, like how I was going to, if I was sound like shit or not, I'd have to go in there, listen to it, come back, and then, okay, I got to adjust. And then it didn't help. I'd have other members of the band, our one guitar player especially, who would be standing in the doorway of the studio, like in the booth, with his balls hanging out of his pants while you're trying to fucking record. So it was tough at times.
Did you do that every time? Or?
No, just every once in a while. Come out there with his balls hanging out and you're trying to do something and it's like, come on, man, I'm trying to record and fuck you up. Right. But that's how it is.
Yeah, we're lucky. We're really honest with each other. Like, and the two times we have recorded, it's just been Alex and I. And I'll look over at Alex and be like, does it suck? Just tell me, like, we don't really hold back. No, that sucks. Get rid of it. And then just do it again.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
You know, and I'll look for his reaction, too. Like, if he looks pumped, I'm like, okay, that sounds dope. If he looks disappointed, no, I'll redo it.
And everyone keeps their balls in their pants.
So far. Okay. We're going back into the studio at the end of this month, and this will be the first time Jack comes with us, so we might have to show Jack our dicks.
Kyle wants to know if Alex braids his own hair, if Mitch does it for him.
Oh, yeah, I think he does that, or he gets his girl too. I'm not sure.
I just came across the Facebook there.
Important question.
It's a very important question. It's a legit question.
So, is that from the Facebook thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
So we're from Midwest U.S., and we're idiots. We don't know anything about Canada. It's not that we don't care.
Just don't know.
Yeah. No one ever taught us anything. You know? So
it's true.
So we kind of a few questions, just simple questions. Hopefully they're not.
This is not going to be simple if it's coming from him.
It's very simple. It's easy. First one's easy. What side of the road do you guys drive on?
The right side.
Come on.
Right side of the road.
Right side of the road? Okay.
Yeah. God.
Have you ever?
When you cross the border, you have to automatically jump to the fucking left.
Have you ever used a dog sled team to travel?
Absolutely.
I actually did.
That's how Alex got here today.
See, all right, just had to ask a few questions.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Don't take this personally. He's an asshole.
Yeah. Do you give a shit about the Keystone XL pipeline?
Ooh. No.
No,
no, no.
That was actually a good question.
We don't either.
That was a good question.
That's some hippie shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all right.
I'm fucking stupid to answer those questions anyway. Anything political, I don't fucking know.
No, we're the same way, but we thought it would be funny to ask them.
Well, it's going to get a little political here for a second, okay?
Oh, God.
Who's the bigger asshole? Prime Minister Justin Trudeau or Donald Trump?
Ooh.
Oh, for sure, Trump.
Justin's just sensitive.
Yeah, Justin's sensitive.
Yeah.
Trump,
he's a nice guy. Does everyone up there like him? No one likes our president.
Nah, nobody likes him.
I don't think nobody really likes him here either.
Not in Alberta, anyway, which is where we're from. We're all pro-oil, so we hate that guy.
Oh, really? Okay.
Took our jobs!
Oh, shit.
He's going to buy us weed. That's cool.
Most of us voted for him because it was going to be hilarious if he got in.
Yeah, it's a shit show. It's pretty fun to watch.
I mean, we have to be a joke to the rest of the fucking world. with our two options that we had. It was just like, oh my god. But
yeah, it's weird looking at your guys' news, for sure. It's like a reality show almost. I don't even know anything about Trudeau. You'll hear like a bunch of the oil field guys just hate him. I'm like, I have no fucking idea.
We don't either. Yeah. We just looked him up on Wikipedia. what do I got? Oh, this is a hard one. What year was Red Deer founded?
Oh, Jesus.
I have no idea.
I don't know. 1902.
Why the fuck would
1882.
You
1882. Sorry, guys, got that one wrong. I'm going to mark that.
Apparently, he's quizzing you.
Yeah. All right. So last one. So we have like plenty of derogatory terms for Canadians.
Oh.
Can I give you some?
Oh, absolutely.
Knucklehead.
No.
I've never heard that.
Moose fucker.
Moose fucker. Nice.
Frostback.
Jesus.
Which one?
Frostback.
Frostback. Dude, I like that. That's our new album.
puck chaser.
No.
And maple sucker.
Oh god.
Have you heard any of those? Anyway, so those are our terms. Not that I use them, but they exist. Do you have any derogatory names for Americans?
Cunts.
Oh, cunts.
I think that's pretty universal around the world. That's fucking awesome.
Oh, all right, man. I'm done fucking.
You're done fucking? Yeah. I thought you were going to ask him. He was wondering. We were eating lunch. Yeah, there was one.
You guys passed. You're Canadian.
He was asking at lunch, we were sitting there eating lunch, and he was wondering if you guys want to build a wall between Canada and America and have us pay for it, like Trump wants to do with America and Mexico.
Nah, we're chill. Sorry. Nah. Sorry, eh?
Do Canadians even like us?
Does anybody like us?
You're all right.
Yeah, right. I think that's how the whole world feels.
They talk too much shit. We got Bieber and Nickelback, so...
That's true. We do talk a lot of shit.
Yeah, it's because we're full of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. I would love to. I think I would like to live back in Europe, which I've lived in before. So
that's anti-American.
I know it
is. You're a cunt.
Oh fuck! So how often do you guys get out and play shows? Like, is it a regular thing for you guys? As much as you can type deal?
Yeah, we try and play as much as we can. Alex and Jack actually play in other bands too, so they're always playing.
Oh, cool.
But like I said, for us to play gigs around here, like, it's basically the choice between three cities, so we try to spread out our dates too, because we don't want to oversaturate ourselves.
Right.
We do plan on going a tour, but we just got to get our shit together and figure it out.
That's cool. Do you guys organize shows with the other like bands in your area? Do you guys have like promoters that usually do that for you?
Both.
Both.
We'll work with promoters, or we'll do them ourselves. For Haze, we haven't done them ourselves yet, but Alex has another band that he plays in called Sweetgrass. Another dope smoking reference. But they put on shows themselves too, and real good turnout.
Now here's a question I'd like to know about the promoters up there. Are promoters here, at least in the St. Louis area, and I could be wrong about this now because I've been out of the music scene as far as being in bands, but when like me and Brendan were in the bands together and played, the promoters, they called them promoters, but yet they didn't promote shit. They'd put us on the bill, and then you have to sell X amount of tickets or you're not going to play. And it's like, you sell the fucking tickets, you're the promoter. But that's not how it worked here. Do you guys get the same bullshit up there? Or is it more they actually do their job and promote?
I don't know. Yeah, it's definitely one guy like that. But in your own city, like, you know, like they do help out and promote the hell out of the show and get people coming to the door.
Right. I mean, there's nothing wrong with asking.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Yeah, we all try and do a little bit of legwork.
Right. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with asking the band, hey, I'm going to give you a bunch of tickets. Can you try to sell some? I mean, that's perfectly fine. Yeah. But we had clubs around here where it's like, you sold X amount of tickets or you weren't playing. So what bands will do is buy out the rest of the fucking tickets they don't sell. So if you're supposed
Nothing like that happens here, no.
Yeah, so you're practically, if you can't.
If someone did that to us, they would get buried pretty quick. Not just us, but any of the other bands.
See, that's,
all the bands are pretty close with each other, I'd say.
Right, and that's awesome. That's the way it should be, because that was my biggest issue with playing. Because I got to the point where I was like, I'm not fucking paying to play. Fuck you. You know, it's like, you're the promoter. You do the fucking thing. I mean, give me tickets. I'll do what I can. You know, I'm going to promote the band, but they give an X amount of number. What's that say?
It's a question.
Definitely played some festivals that are kind of like that. And those festivals did not last.
Yeah. We won't name that one, but I know exactly what he's talking about. There was another festival in Calgary this year that just to apply to play was like $50 application. Oh, and then they emailed us and said we got denied, but they took our $50.
Oh, my God.
But you know, like if 1,000 bands apply to play at their festival, these guys have made bank already.
Right. Is this festival a pretty big festival?
It is, yeah.
So, I mean, I guess I get that. I don't know. Fuck that. I would have done it, though. I'd have sent the $50 in. I know I've done it. We were going to do some showcase-type bullshit. It was like a talent scout. But they were looking for bands. We were like a fucking death metal band. So we knew it was a joke even doing it. But we had to pay, like you said, an application thing. And it was probably that. It was like $50 or $75. And then the show never even happened. And you were going to get to play no matter what. And all of a sudden, it just took your money and ran. Never even happened. I forgot. Yeah, it's like, motherfucker. And we weren't going to win anything because it was, like I said, we were heavy and it was going to be.
Sucker.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They took my money. Took all of our money. Fuckers.
You asked me that question.
Oh yeah, Kyle would like to know: have you guys ever cuddled together just to stay warm?
Cuddled to stay warm?
Yeah,
always.
Okay,
that's a warm up for jam.
Oh, see,
look how close we are on the couch.
Yeah, it would be a lot nicer if you guys just had one big blanket over you.
Yeah, hot chocolate and all snuggled together.
Yeah. What is
We're a heavy metal band.
Yeah, what is the temperature up there right now, actually?
It's fucking cold.
It's cold, like minus...
It's like minus 20. It's still snow on the ground, man.
Fuck that. It's like 40 degrees here, and we're crying.
Fahrenheit. When it gets... Oh, yeah. They use Celsius. We use Fahrenheit.
Oh, yeah.
Fahrenheit.
So I don't know what the fuck that would be, though.
Yeah.
Fahrenheit to Celsius? I don't know.
Brendan's
looking it up right now.
Be useful.
It's not, we'll put it this way, it's not that cold, but we're still crying here because we want it to be warm.
Yeah, that's in the air. We're ready for it to go the fuck away.
Yeah,
we're on the fourth winter already.
When is
it'll melt, you know, like it's almost all gone, and then it'll snow like a motherfucker here.
It's not
to leave.
I got it. Sorry, it snows about a half inch here, and the whole city shuts down, pretty much.
That's true.
Oh, okay.
That would be nice.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah, you would think when you get an inch and a half.
Like 2 feet in one night.
Fuck. Yeah, you'd think around here when we get that inch and a half that Armageddon has happened. People don't know what to do.
Yeah, but, that's awesome. It was like that when I lived in Vancouver, too.
Was it?
A little bit.
Really?
We can drive. Nobody can drive there anyway, but it was worse.
Yeah.
That's how me and Travis actually make money, because we work on cars. So we actually like a little bit of snow. So they
people, yeah, good for us.
Yeah, so people can crash. But just a little bit. We don't like a lot.
No.
If it's going to be a lot, I want to get trapped in my house so I don't have to go to work. That's how I do it. But we don't ever get that here. Fuck it. I don't even know if it really snowed this year.
I think the most we got was 3 inches.
Maybe
that much? I don't think so. Yeah, maybe not that much. Anyways.
I bitch and complain about it, but Brendan has to drive in it all day because he delivers shit, so he really hates it.
This year wasn't bad.
Yeah, it don't shut down for us. It snows a whole bunch.
No, you guys, that's the normal up there, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah.
So,
I used to work in the rail yard, and, like, it would snow so much where the snow would be, like, up past my knees, and you have to walk, like, 10 miles a day in that shit.
Oh, my God.
That's when you get the dog sled out.
Oh, fuck, man. So, what do you, you said you guys recorded a few more tracks other than the single you just released? Are you planning, you're going to release the other ones?
Oh, yeah. When Ranjan approached us, we had just finished recording Riff and releasing it. So, and he was like, hey, I'll record you guys for free. We were like, fuck, we have no songs. We got until we see this guy. So we quickly wrote these four tunes. And then we banged them out with him, and they turned out really good. Like, before he even mixed them, they sounded awesome. So we were like, we have to work with this guy again. And then we've been humming and hawing. Are we going to just release another EP? Are we going to do a full album? And then we finally decided we're just going to do a full album. We'll use some of those tunes.
Cool.
Yeah.
When's that process going to start?
Like I was saying, we're going to start recording in a couple weeks after we do the 420 Fest. And then hopefully a summer release. Cool. We're still bothering a couple small record labels.
Okay, cool.
But if nothing works out with them, we'll release it on our own in the summer.
That's awesome. That should be fun sending them out. I don't even know how you do that these days. Back when me and Brendan were in bands, you'd actually send them the CDs. Do they do that still, or is it all digital now?
All digital, yeah.
All digital.
Emails. I like to harass record labels by tagging them and shit, talking trash. Yeah, riding easy.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
No, it's... Fuck, I don't know how many we sent out. They wouldn't even respond. I wouldn't even get a rejection letter. They just probably listen. They just listen to it and
even go... Fuck off, that would be nice. Then I just know.
Yeah, at least I know you got the fucker and it just didn't get lost in the mail.
Even that's a waste of time.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Sure. And nowadays with recording, I know like if you decide to do it all yourself, you know, it's so much easier in today's world with all the programs and how affordable everything is. Me and Brendan joke about it. When we recorded our first demo, he had bought a digital recorder. And this fucking thing was a monster. It was fucking huge. How many tracks was it? Four?
Yeah, it was four.
Four track digital recorder. And how much was that fucking thing?
The actual recorder, I don't remember, but the memory card was like $100.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't even a gig, was it?
No. No.
Wasn't
a gig.
Oh,
yeah. I mean, it was ridiculous. And now it's like... I'll just download this program for nothing, and the quality, you know, I get that a lot, you know, from being sending us stuff to play, and the quality is just, it's just amazing nowadays. I don't get too many where it sounds like they put a tape recorder in a trash can, and that's what they were recording with, you know. Did you, your last EP, did you guys go to a studio for that, or was that all in-house?
Yeah, we went to a studio for that, Alchemy Studio in Calgary. And we had actually worked with the guy previously in another band. So we kind of knew because he goes by the hour. And he has like a bunch of just a preset stuff.
Okay.
But he doesn't do like screamo bands or death metal or nothing. And I show up, like I have two rigs. I have a guitar rig and a bass rig that my sound goes through.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of like, what the fuck? Like, I don't know. But he charges by the hour. And we kind of knew that, so... We just went in there and banged out the four tunes, and I think we did them in 6 or 7 hours.
Okay.
And they aren't mastered or nothing. Like, basically what was there was what was recorded in the 6 hours.
Well, it sounds good, though.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, thanks.
We had it plugged into the stereo at work, and we're blaring it, making everybody in the building listen to it on Thursday or Friday. I don't remember.
Yeah.
Yeah, pissing people off.
Perfect.
You know, which is funny, because we do that all the time. And we'll, my section where I work, where I get the cars ready to paint, is there's a drive-thru right next to me. So any customer that's getting their car looked at, they pull up pretty much right next to me, And anything that's coming to that speaker, they're hearing. And we can play some. He's gone in, onto Spotify and started playing porno grind bands. And I'm over there going, right. I'm on another side of a wall from him. And I'm like, oh, no, because I know what these bands are screaming. Because, you know, I listen to the, you know, death metal, black metal, so I can understand a lot of it. And I'm like, no, Travis, you got to turn this off. We can't play this. There's fucking customers over here. But they can't understand it, but it's still, nobody says anything. But
not yet.
Not yet. I'm waiting, because we're in a very rich part of St. Louis where we work. It's very
fancy pants.
Very fancy. So the people that come in there, I'm surprised they don't like.
It's full of cons, really.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely full of cons. I'm sure they just look at me and turn, probably disgusted. They see me all tatted up, probably like, ugh, look at this guy.
I'm out.
It's like, shut up, bitch. I'm working on your car. So what do you what do you guys do for day jobs?
I work in a kitchen prep. I just fucking chop vegetables all day, stare at a wall.
That's cool.
Yeah, I work in a plastic plant.
Plastic
make
plant.
Plastic.
Really?
You have cancer yet?
We're waiting on that one.
Yeah, I work with chemicals all day too. It's only a matter of time for me too.
Yeah, that's true.
I had a similar gig to Jack. I was working in like rail operations. I recently just left it, and I'm going back to school for power engineering.
Oh, cool.
Hopefully, that works out.
One of the
my phone is actually going to die. It's fading on us.
Fading on
us. Just went dark.
Oh shit. Okay, well we can wrap this up, dude. It's good.
Shutting us down.
fuck.
Damn.
I've been enjoying it. I don't want to, but
no, it's cool.
I had 50 more questions to ask about Canada.
Jesus. Dude, it was awesome. It was awesome having you guys on. You guys are super cool. If you ever guys make it stateside, on a tour or something, fucking let us know, because that'd be awesome.
Absolutely, we will be. We're already talking about a promoter down there.
Awesome, that'd be fucking great.
Don't let them take your money.
You want to promote any of your sites or anything? You want to spit out where people can find you at?
Yeah, you can just follow us at Hayes_band, basically on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube.
We'll be on Spotify pretty soon here. Fucking waiting on those dicks to get back to me on the old email.
Yeah, they fucking take forever.
It took us like 3 weeks to get.
Oh yeah.
You can download the new single for Stereotypically Doomed at hazeband.bandcamp.com.
Awesome.
And I think both the album and the new video are on YouTube.
Basically anywhere you can find shit, you can find us.
Awesome.
We'll find you.
Well, man, thanks for coming on, guys.
Absolutely. Fun. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, no problem, man. We'll check you out later.
See ya.
Yeah, take care, fellas.
See ya.